The International Association for the Study of Pain defines pain as an unpleasant sensory and emotional experience associated with actual or potential tissue damage or described in terms of such damage. It is important to distinguish different types of pain by their pathophysiology. However, the pain in many patients is from multiple interacting etiologies. Because of this complexity, the management of cancer pain is more successful when a multidisciplinary approach is used. Nociception is the activity produced in the afferent nervous system by potentially tissue-damaging stimuli. Pain is the perception of nociception. When a finger is pricked, the damaged tissue sends nociception in the afferent neuron, which is interpreted by the body as pain. It is created as a result of ongoing activation of primary afferent neurons in cutaneous and deep tissues. Nociceptors respond to various stimuli, including mechanical, thermal, and biochemical events. Nociceptive pain can be somatic or visceral. Somatic pain is typically described as aching, stabbing, throbbing, or pressure-like. Visceral pain occurs when a hollow viscus is obstructed, creating a cramping sensation, or when distension of organ capsules occurs, which creates an aching discomfort. Neuropathic pain occurs when peripheral nerve roots are involved with tumor. Aberrant somatosensory processes occur when the peripheral nerve is injured by tumor expansion or infiltration. The pain that is created is dysesthetic in nature. It is described as either burning, tingling, numbing, pressing, squeezing, and/or itching. It can be constant or it can fluctuate in severity. It is typically described as extremely unpleasant and often intolerable. Pain is termed idiopathic or psychogenic if an underlying structural lesion cannot be identified or if the pain perceived seems to be excessive for the etiology identified. Frequently, in patients with this type of pain, the major contribution to the pain is psychological. This is not to say that the pain is imaginary. It is to highlight the complex nature of pain being already defined as a sensory and emotional experience which cannot be separated. The understanding of this is crucial to adequate pain management because the component of pain that is psychogenic will not respond to drug therapies in spite of increasing the drugs to their toxicities. In spite of being able to predict how severe pain may be and whether pain is nociceptive or neuropathic, patients vary in their patterns of pain. Pain can either be constant or intermittent. Pain that is constant responds best to drug therapy. An around-the-clock dosing schedule is ideally suited for constant pain. Intermittent pain is of greater challenge because of its unpredictability. Intermittent pain may be best managed by a PRN administration of an appropriate analgesic. Breakthrough pain is an intermittent exacerbation of pain in a patient taking around-the-clock analgesics. Breakthrough pain is a common phenomenon in patients receiving an around-the-clock dosing schedule. It can occur spontaneously and unpredictably, or it can be related to specific activity and referred to as incident pain. Rescue analgesics must be administered when breakthrough pain occurs or in anticipation of the activity that causes pain when the problem is incident pain.